là! Ouh là là! Ouh là là!
Everybody, happy weekend, happy pre-Thanksgiving weekend. You better get your bellies ready or stretching them and getting them all ready to go for next weekend, which is Thanksgiving, of course. And we're going to tell you everything you need to know about going into a fun weekend here in St. Louis on this Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bite episode. I'm Abby Larico, joined as always by my lovely co-host, Dori Olmos.
Hello, I got my yoga pants ready for Thanksgiving.
Yoga pants. Is your family very chill about that stuff? Like,
yes.
You can be casual?
Oh, totally, yeah.
I like that. I like that. I feel like every year I wind up just wearing a giant sweater cozy thing, and it's nice because I work this shift, you know, my morning shift, and then I go afterward, and it's just like I just eat more in that day than I would for the entire week after work. I'm more of a grazer, but it works out. It works out. I don't work out ahead of Thanksgiving.
But that's okay.
But I work out after. Thanksgiving itself works out. So basically, just a quick heads up for you guys that when it comes to Thanksgiving, we know you're going to be very busy running around doing all of the things that come with Thanksgiving, not the very least of which is eating turkey. Of course, you're probably going to be going out shopping. So our next Small Bite episode will not come out until after Thanksgiving. Spend the time with your family. We're not going to tell you what to do besides just find some quality, nice holiday family friend time. Go to a Friendsgiving. And we also want to know, though, what you're doing on Thanksgiving. So make sure you're tagging us on Instagram with your favorite Thanksgiving dishes. Like, if you post that sucker on your story, tag us in it. We want to see it. Like, I'm not opposed to seeing too many turkeys on Thanksgiving. Yeah, we want to see it, especially because our last episode was all about taking pictures of your food. Make sure you listen to that one if you haven't yet. It's called Pics or It Didn't Taste Good. And Dori, when we are talking about this kind of stuff and sharing, and everybody likes to talk about what their favorite Thanksgiving food is, what their least favorite Thanksgiving food is, you found kind of an interesting tidbit on this.
Yes, I found a little poll that talks about Americans' favorite and least favorite dishes. Do you have an idea of what would be the top of the list? Any ideas come to mind, dishes that come to mind?
I was totally cheating and trying to look at the notes, and you didn't put that there.
I saw your eyes.
And you didn't put that there. I mean, our favorite stuffing or dressing, whatever you call it.
Actually, the poll didn't go into favorite.
Oh.
It just went into least favorite.
Oh, okay.
We were
well,
just
then
focusing on the negative here.
Oh, sorry. Well, then actually, I did see this, and I am not surprised, actually.
Yes. Yeah, so the least favorite is that canned cranberry sauce. And this poll found that most people just pop open the can and plop it on a plate. Don't even, like, mush it up or anything.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
no
what
thanks.
My family does. It's just very...
I'm calling you out.
It's very can-shaped. No. Maybe that's why I've never, ever liked it.
Yeah.
It looks like the can still.
We don't need to eat that, no.
No, it's like the world's weirdest Jell-O shot, like, in the middle of your table. This next one, though, I know it divides a lot of people. Where do you stand on green bean casserole?
I'm a no.
I like it.
Yeah.
But I like it because it's pretty much the only way I really like green bean-centric food.
Oh, okay.
Covered in sauce and fried onions on top.
I do like the fried onions, but it's a staple at our Thanksgiving. My mom always makes it, but I just go for the mashed potatoes and corn pretty much.
There you go. Yeah. Honestly, Thanksgiving, like, I could have a no turkey on Thanksgiving as long as the sides are all
there.
Yes, up to snuff. Love stuffing. I love stuffing.
I don't like
That's
stuffing.
My favorite. Really?
I know, yeah.
Ooh.
So I've had a lot of conversations with friends this past week about Thanksgiving
sides. It's literally just tasty bread that you can eat with a spoon.
I'm such a picky eater. I've found that I really don't even like many things, like traditional Thanksgiving sides. I'm good with turkey, salad, rolls, mashed potatoes, and corn, and I'm good.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard you say you're a picky eater, because you're very willing to try
Yeah, but I just... Give me those basics for Thanksgiving and I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. See, mine is as long as the turkey's not dry.
Mm.
That's the world's worst. But, you know, I also like this time of year because people get really weird and creative with different stuff. I'm going to a Friendsgiving in which someone said they're bringing pumpkin crunch cake, and I have no idea what that is. And so I'll try to take a picture of that and post it somewhere. So we want to know what you guys have on the table for Thanksgiving. But before that, we have had a whole week of food news, so we want to get into that a little bit. And I know that we should be waiting to talk about this till after Thanksgiving, but we have to talk about another Christmas bar.
Another one. I called my shot last week.
You did.
I said that we would probably be seeing more of these. I did not expect to be coming back this week with another one.
Yeah.
But we've got another sort of Christmas pop-up bar. This one's coming to Molly's in Soulard. It's called Lit. They're basically taking their holiday decorations to a whole other level. They'll have a special craft drink menu called the 12 Drinks of Litmus. And this sounds really fun, an alcoholic build-your-own hot chocolate bar, which I would be down for.
Yeah, I do like a good, and see, my favorite thing is going to Steinberg and getting, which opened last week and I haven't made it yet, but going and getting the hot chocolate there, which is so good, and then getting a little Bailey's in it. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. This is not a pop-up, Molly's. Molly's, you are a bar, and you are just giving yourself a, you're throwing an extended theme party, okay? Like, all these other places are starting from the ground up. Molly's, you're already Litmus all the time.
All the time.
You're just calling yourself that to make people want to stop by. I'm just, that's not a bad thing. You can totally do that. And I know a lot of people are going to love that, especially all the people who come home for around the holidays and want to hit up Molly's and all the different places in Soulard. But it's not a pop-up bar. I know that they're calling themselves a pop-up bar. I don't think it's a pop-up bar.
Hot takes with Abby right here.
Yeah, I just got very heated over this. Someone get this girl a spicy hot chocolate.
All right, let me bring you back here. some other food news. Winslow's Table is opening this week in University City. This is formerly known as Winslow's Home.
Yeah.
Taken on by Tara and Michael Galena. Those are the couple behind Vicia. They say they're staying loyal to the farm-to-table kind of neighborhood feel that the restaurant has, but they're also bringing a little bit of their own vibe to it.
Yeah, I know we talked about this when they first announced that they were going to be doing the takeover, but I also just something I was thinking about driving by Vicia the other day is I went there once this year, and I don't know how often I'm going to get to go back because it's pricier and it's kind of more of an event type of thing. This is hopefully making one of Food & Wine's best chefs available to St. Louis
really
on a more accessible basis with Winslow's Home.
And
it's a cute, cozy space. So good for them.
Yeah. Some more attractions open now at Union Station. I feel like every other week we're talking, which is a good thing.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
It's definitely popping up.
The Train Shed Restaurant now open. This is an upscale bar food type place. So you can go check them out. And also while you're there, you can see or, you know, put a harness on and take a swing down the Sky Trail Ropes course. The aquarium gift shop is open now, too. And there's also a mirror maze where you can get lost for hopefully not too long.
Yeah. I recommend maybe doing sky ropes before going into the train shed because you're going to get all full and then you're going to be swinging around. That thing is up to 50 feet above Union Station. It's high up and it's your harness, but it's still, it's like the right level of thrill seeking because, you know, you're kind of put in a harness and made sure to feel safe, but then you're looking straight down at the ground and at the people going by. So, yeah, I would recommend maybe doing that not on a full stomach because you're going to go into the train shed and want to eat a ton just looking at their menu and the options that they have there. I haven't gotten to stop by yet just since it's only been open this week, but it looks pretty nice.
Oh, it looks very nice.
It looks like a great downtown spot, too, for like a happy hour after work or whatever. So good for Union Station. You are really on track to be the wonderful destination we know you can be.
And next up, the aquarium, right?
I can't wait. Which is still set to open in December.
Okay. All right. Well, if you need some help with your Thanksgiving meal, Butterball is here. They've got your back.
This is one of my favorite yearly stories.
I love it. Yes. The hotline is back this year. It's now up and running. So even if you're doing something this weekend or you're kind of preparing for next weekend, you can give them a call. But you can also text them, email, and even ask your Alexa. There's an Alexa skill where you can be like, hey, Alexa, how long should I cook a 20-pound turkey? And the experts have combined their knowledge, and they'll be able to help you out through Alexa.
That's amazing.
Love it.
I am going to say right now, I can think of so many people who could use just that quick little thing.
Yes.
And I love it. I love it. They really know what they're talking about with that, too. So hopefully we don't have any dry turkeys. Call Butterball. Text Butterball, Alexa request Butterball, and you should be just fine this Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So hopefully that's a good thing you'll have to eat next week. But Dory, what's the best thing you've had to eat this week?
So I went to a party last weekend. It was a divorce party, so it was a big celebration for a friend.
Good for him or her.
Her, yes.
Awesome, good for her.
So they did it up big. She got some cakes from Le Bon Boucher.
I love Le Bon Boucher.
I love them. They're so good. I've had several of their cakes. She had the chocolate on chocolate on chocolate one. It's a chocolate mousse cake.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. It has, it's super moist. And on top, the best part is the decoration on top is like this big chocolate bow, essentially, that's like so crunchy. And,
oh, that sounds so good.
Oh, it's so good.
Ooh.
So that was what my best thing was this week. Super rich and indulgent.
You know what? Yes. Rich and indulgent, like a good divorce party should be,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Good for her. That sounds awesome. Yep. Mine was also pretty indulgent, but only in the sense that I really needed it in that moment. So it's a little weird. I wouldn't normally shout out a chain, but I'm going to shout out the Starbucks on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. I was in Chicago this past weekend, and as you might have seen, the world's largest Starbucks happened to open this past weekend as well. So we were there right when it was opening, and I thought, this is going to be great. I'm so cold. It's Chicago and the wind is just tearing my soul apart, and I'm going to be able to go in here and get myself a little mocha because that's exactly what I need. Apparently, it's also exactly what, like, hundreds of other people needed. They wanted to all go check it out.
Yeah.
And so they all were lined up outside of Starbucks. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to go across the street. And I went to the Starbucks across the street and got the mocha I needed. And it was great.
Because, of course, there's a Starbucks across from a Starbucks.
Of course, there's a Starbucks across from a Starbucks. And it was really cool. I mean, it was one of those places that I think I'm going to make myself wait in line for at some point. I know, Dory, you've said the roastery in Seattle is really cool.
It was really neat because they have different sort of experimental drinks that you
Which
can't
is
get
awesome.
Anywhere. Else. Yeah.
Yeah, and it just looked like I like the way it was designed in there.
It's
it just
very
cool.
Like industrial, but also
bingo, yeah, industrial,
open.
Like almost steampunk industrial.
Yes,
it was
yes,
cool.
Yeah. So
I'll go back eventually. But something I've been eating kind of consistently through the past week or so was it showed up on my desk last week. So we wanted to give a special shout out to Doctor's Pepper Jelly. So this is handmade in St. Louis County, and all the money goes toward cancer research. Mm-hmm. And so I want to give a shout out to Doctor's Pepper Jelly. We'll find out where they're available for sale next, because as we mentioned, it's craft fair season. So
they'll be probably all over. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And pick up some jellies and jams and add that to your just like combination of things you put on toast because it's delicious.
We bought a pork loin to put on the put in the oven and put the jelly on at the top. Like we're going to cook the pork loin and then like the last 15 minutes put some of the jelly on, sort of like a little bit of a crisp on top.
That sounds really good.
That's for dinner tonight. Yeah.
Am I invited?
I can bring leftovers.
So that's a no. Yeah, I actually had some on my sandwich today. So
nice.
I had it on like sourdough toast with a little bit of cheese and some salami and capricola. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Really good. So good.
That
so
good.
Shout out to Doctor's Pepper Jelly, too. Definitely give them a try. It's really, really delicious. Maybe you'll find them at a craft fair this weekend. If you're not going to that, there's plenty of other things to do this weekend around the St. Louis area. Dory, speaking of lit, it gets lit this weekend around St. Louis.
Yeah, how about millions of lights?
How about
all
it?
Over
how about
our
millions?
Area? Yes, if you need to be in that Christmas spirit, even though we haven't gotten to Thanksgiving yet.
It's fine.
We've got some light places you can go check out. The brewery lights at Anheuser-Busch are kicking off this Friday. Alex Petrangelo, our blues captain, will be there to flip the switch. So that's at 5 p.m. Friday. If you miss that, you can go every Friday through Sunday. Through the end of the year, go check out those lights. You can stroll through. There's also a way you can kind of drive by some of the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool thing to check out every year.
And there's plenty of beer available.
Yes, they have lots of beer stands. Of course, it's at AB.
Yes.
But also starting Friday, another big light display in our area, Winter Wonderland, is opening at Tillis Park. More than 1 million lights. You can walk, drive, or even take a carriage ride through. Have you ever been through Winter Wonderland?
Yes, but to be honest, not for the past couple years.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, I should go again. But then the only time I'm ever really up, like an evening time, is on weekends when everybody else wants to go too. But
and the line is like way down the street.
Yes, but I might make it a point because for some reason, this little Grinch named Abby Larico is actually kind of excited about the holidays this year. Aww. And I don't want to like question why. I'm just kind of go with it.
Right,
and be excited.
Feeling.
Exactly. Exactly. Maybe because we have so many like cool things happening and I want to get in on it. So.
Right. There's lots to do. Yep.
Exactly. And this one is pretty cool too. Also includes lights. It's a festival of lights at Keener Plaza, but it's also Winterfest. Again, not all of these are specifically food related, but there's plenty of local eats to be had there. Winterfest opening, though, includes a lot of live entertainment. The skating rink is like the centerpiece there, which mm-hmm. is really cool. They're going to light the Salvation Army Tree of Lights. They'll have fireworks. And then this is pretty cool. This is my kind of pop-up, okay?
Yes.
Sorry, Molly. By the way, Molly's, I love you. Like, no meat, no hard feelings about your fake pop-up. But these are legit pop-ups. They're igloos popping up around downtown. So you can get $250 for 2 hours in one of these little fake igloos. Not
yes,
fake
they're
igloos.
Not,
they're like translucent.
They are not made of ice.
They're
People
like,
have been asking.
Yes, they're like plastic igloos.
Yep.
So I don't want to say fake because they're just different. But it's $250 for 2 hours. But it does include room for six people plus $50 worth of food and drink from Sugar Fire.
Yay.
They'll have cozy seats and blankets. It includes some skate rentals and free parking. So really, $250 for six people for all that. You could split it up amongst your friends, and it's a pretty cool experience.
Yes.
And you can book those online. I believe we have a link on KSDK.com
yes,
right
do.
Now for
yep.
how to book them. And then Winterfest, if you don't make it this weekend, that'll continue through January 26th, which means All-Star Weekend, just so you know. That's a thing.
Yep. Lots of time. So you don't have to go necessarily through the holiday season when it might be busy.
Exactly. Exactly. So some stuff you might want to get done, though, earlier, like maybe you're shopping.
Yeah. Sunday. Good time to do that. The holiday pop-in shop at the Four Seasons Hotel. Tickets are required for this, but it's going to include some snacks. So while you're shopping around trying to find those perfect presents, you can be munching on some food from a lot of popular area places.
Yeah. This is a Post-Dispatch event, and shout out to them. And whoops, just dropped my earring here. It's a cool way to make sure people are shopping the entire time, because the number one reason I ever stop shopping is because I get hungry. If you're
right.
feeding me while I'm shopping, there's
it's
no
perfect.
Stopping me. I'm an animal, so it's going to be good stuff. But that being said, speaking, I made it sound
no
like
stopping
I,
you.
I was going to say, I was like, segue, awkward, because I am not a runner. But if you are, the Hot Chocolate 5K and 15K?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, no.
I was like,
but yes, no, that is, yeah, that's right. I just couldn't
wait.
Do it.
Oh, okay, so it is a 15. What? So I was like, is this a typo? People run 15Ks?
Yep, people do it.
Wow. Oh, right. Yeah, no, not me. But if you do, please let us know, because it seems like a really cool event, because you get a mug of hot chocolate when you finish. They're going to have sweet stations on the route for goodies to enjoy. And I know runners this time of year don't have as many events, so this is a fun one. I've seen people post pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I'll like your picture.
I'll
from
support
the
you.
Hot Chocolate 5K. I'll just be on the sidelines, maybe going and maybe I'll stop by that hot chocolate, alcoholic hot chocolate bar on your.
Well, cheers to you.
I'll pour it out for you. Yeah, there, exactly. Well, let us know, as always, what you wind up getting into this week and for your Thanksgiving holiday. We're at Abby Eats St. Louis on Instagram. We're also still looking for feedback as we work to grow and groom our podcast into the beautiful monster we know it can be. So make sure you let us know in our DMs what you're thinking as far as that goes. You can also email us podcast@ksdk.com. Make sure you're subscribed, give us a review, leave us a rating, yada yada. You know how it goes. Thanks for listening to this Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bite. Seize the plate.